Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I was gonna hit record. Mm-hmm. We are back. We are black. Hello, Mickey.
Hello, Nicole.
I hope you're doing good today.
I'm doing good. You know, yet again, this is another episode of
Yes we're black. That's where I was going next.
Oh, I didn't know. He was seeming like it was something else was happening.
No, but I appreciate right. you for having
no,
my back.
No problem. Preach. Do we need to turn it up a little bit in the taste?
And on the mic?
Yeah, on
you're up higher than I am.
Oh, okay. No. Oh, yeah, turn me down. I'm sorry. Turn me down. All right.
It's trying to make them equal. Yes.
It's very good. I got a loud mouth.
It's not like, what is it, Horrible Decisions, where Weezy's like, so I was just, and the man is like, ah!
Right.
Sorry,
right.
Everybody like, that's listening.
That was a little wrong.
That drives me crazy.
Yeah, like, yeah. I'm glad we're kind of like even keel. Yeah. We're both kind of like
I feel like
loud.
I'm really loud.
Oh, yeah, we could both put it down a little taste. You know what I'm saying? We should have did this before we get on live, but that's all right.
It's okay.
Hey, we're a work in progress. You know,
what's always today's topic? Stick around and find out.
Right. Oh, I was about to say, hold on. Why is this all out of tune? You talking to the Facebook
somebody asked
people.
Me.
Hell yeah. But you know what? Why come? How come? And you know what I'm saying? Does it even fucking matter?
Does it?
No, it doesn't. But, you know, welcome back, y'all. Welcome, Black. And we are here.
We're here. We're happy. I had a good week. I don't know. How was yours?
Oh, my week was pretty good. I had some successes, you know, on the gig. You know, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. It's still, you know, learning. I think every day I come across something I haven't seen.
I'm sure.
Which I like because I always feel like I'm learning. But, you know, it can be a little, like, with the systems and breaking the system and putting it back together and all this and that. Like, it's a lot.
I always tell people at my job that the hardest part of learning the job is learning the issues with the system and how to get around them.
Mm.
Like, that's, like, the hardest part. Like, they can't teach you that in new hire training.
Right. It's just like, you just learn on the fly, basically.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And
not an ex-boyfriend watching. Hello.
Ooh, ex-boyfriend watching? Ain't nobody watching my live. They said, fuck this bitch. They ain't fucking with me. But that's all right. Y'all gonna fuck with me one day.
Well, guess what? I fuck with you every day.
Yeah, that's what the fuck
every
I'm talking
day.
About. That's why you got best friends. You know what I'm saying? Hell yeah. But you, like I said, I'm incognito today. Mm-hmm. I got them down low. And my Chevy top.
Oh my God. That's where I was going to.
Hey.
And my beat down low.
Down low. That's how you know we've been in the South for a long time. Hey, so okay,
that
and
that Roy song.
That, what? Oh, Hunter and the Roy. Yeah. Or hit the Quan. Don't it? Ain't that?
Yeah, hit the Quan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or can I got the swag? Yeah. That is such a.
You saw the Taylor Swift thing where she was swag surfing at a game, but it was like the whitest swag surf.
Oh,
ever.
Well, I mean, that's all she would know how to do.
Ever. It was terrible. And then now white people are trying to get on with the swag surf, and it's like, come on. No.
Oh, I just want to let y'all know I ain't had no Red Bull. I ain't had no Red Bull in how long now?
Couple weeks?
3 weeks. No, it's like going on a month.
Yeah. You didn't tell me when you started, so.
Yeah. It was like a week before I told you I went in. Because I like to do it and see if I'm really going to stick to it, and then I tell people. Because it's always stupid when you goddamn, when you say that you're going to stop something, then you're back doing it the fuck next day. Like, yeah, so.
That's real.
I'm happy to be Red Bull free. I mean, Powerade ain't too much better, but it's the caffeine. The caffeine was making me crazy. And you know,
whatever else is in it that, like, can give you an ulcer. Because energy drinks can give you ulcers, but I don't remember what it is that causes it.
And, girl, I would look around and just being at work, I'll fuck around and drink three of them. Yeah. And I would get the big 16 in the morning.
That's crazy.
And then you know I was drinking, I mean, eating my little donut. Oh, and no donuts. And I ain't had no donuts or no muffins.
And you haven't
been
cranky?
It's been 1 week for that.
Have you been cranky?
No, I haven't, because I did have a cookie. I did buy some cookies, but I rationed them bitches out.
Someone said you're a motherfucking G for quitting alcohol and Red Bull.
Oh, I am a motherfucking G. I am a G.
I saw a post that was like, people that drink Red Bull with liquor, I feel like they like want to try cocaine, but they're shy.
Yo. Cause it is fucking an upper for real, jacked,
right?
Basically, you know. So
there was a guy I used to work with in a sales job, which is when you'd be chugging caffeine,
yeah.
And he got an ulcer from, he would drink like 2 to 3 a day, and he definitely got an ulcer.
Dang.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, you know, I try to stop shit before shit get, you know, too crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm loving the new ambiance. It's
yeah,
giving podcast.
They switched up the podcast studio
yeah,
on us.
Yeah, so we're not at the round table. You know, I like I have a round table at mm-hmm. the crib, so I'm always
I liked
partial.
The round table, but I like this too.
I like this. Is And then we're like right here. Mm-hmm. We didn't know that this was happening, right, so we have book bags.
propping our phones up
propping
right now.
Propping our phones up so we can go live so y'all yes. can, you know, experience, you know, the visual aspect of us. But, yeah, I'm really feeling the vibes. Oh, we had to talk about some other shit. That's okay. We can do that off air. Just remind me, the dude that I talked to at PAXON.
Okay.
All right.
Gotcha.
But anyway, so how was your week? What's going on? How was work?
Work was cool. It was the end of the month into mm-hmm. the beginning of the month. So things were a little hectic. Mm. I thankfully didn't have to work too late. I think I worked until like 6. So
okay,
sometimes
okay.
end of month I can work till 9 o'clock. So I was happy with that.
Very good.
But I mean, other than that, I really didn't do much this week. I'm trying to think. Mm. I don't think I did anything. I think I was just chilling.
Was it busy? It didn't seem like it was too busy at work. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
no,
yeah.
It wasn't. Not until the last day of the month, of
right,
course, and everybody's
right,
trying to
right.
get their last minute sales in.
Oh, a nigga got a raise.
Oh,
big
yes,
raise?
I did
yes.
get a raise. I did. I forgot
oh,
about
yeah.
that. This is my second raise in the last few months, so I'm loving it.
Yeah,
very
that's
happy
what's
about
well, congratulations.
It.
You deserve it.
Thank
I mean,
you.
You've been with this company for umpteen years.
Yeah, it's been a while.
You should be paid, you know what I'm saying, what you're worth.
Yeah, so that's I'm very,
very
excited about that. And I get my nice little bonus on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So,
where we doing? Where we going?
we going somewhere. I don't know, but we going somewhere. But other than that, no, my week was chill. I got my nails done today. Here
yes.
you go, Facebook. I know they're
Yo,
cute.
That fucking mint green.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm mad you didn't even think of me.
I did think of you, and I was like, ha, ha, ha.
Oh, you little bitch. Okay, so, you know, I don't know if you've been following the pod and you know what's going on. I have migrated her from Adidas to Nike, and she's been obsessed, and she's been trying to one-up me. One fucking up me. Me. Nike queen.
Who, me?
And then, you know, I like the subtleties of Nike. You know, mm-hmm. a little this, a little that.
I like that you can get monochromatic outfits from Nike.
Yeah, I love that color scheme mm-hmm. for sure. You know, I love my pastels and my muted tones. I
right.
like that.
Mm-hmm. Toes
you
are
like
next Saturday.
Muted tones.
Yes, muted.
Because mm-hmm. a bitch knows what she's talking about. You feel me? But yeah, so week was pretty good then, huh?
Yeah, it was pretty chill.
Yeah. You know what? I love my dog Rocky. I just got to shout. I got to shout that nigga out because, like, because you know when I first got him, of course I loved him. You know what I'm saying? But we were still getting to know each other, and you know, but he does such like the most endearing things.
He does.
Like when he puts his little forehead on my mm-hmm. like it's just little stuff that he does with me,
mm-hmm.
and it's like I'm really this is my first only my dog. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So. It's really like this. I didn't know. Like I've had dogs, you know, but they were like relationship, you know,
yeah.
dogs and shit. Where it,
but
they
having
came.
Your own and raising it and
yeah.
having it be how you raised mm-hmm. it to be, yeah.
It
different.
Is really like me and that little nigga. Like I just really love him. I really do love him, and it's just wonderful. Like I was talking to a friend earlier this week, and whole reason of me bringing this up is that we can really. Learn from our animals. And the way that, and the reason why I say that is because I could throw him off of the roof. Like, I would never do that. You know what I'm saying?
Not my nephew.
I would never hurt any animal and do anything. But I'm just saying, figuratively?
Figuratively?
Yeah, speaking. If I did do that, he would, like, after he would feel better or whatever like that, if I said, Rocky, come here, he's going to come mm-hmm. here. Forget that I just did that wagging his mm-hmm. like that unconditional love, and it made me and then like another thing of him just always waiting for me, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like
no, I know because I know the feeling even when I come over and mm-hmm. he's like so excited when I walk in the
right.
door. It feels so good.
It just
like,
it
oh,
definitely
so
feels
cute.
Good, but then it also makes you just be like, you know, slow things down, the little things
mm-hmm.
like, you know, it could be nobody. You know, when I come, a cold house when mm-hmm. I get home, but I got this little ball of energy
mm-hmm.
And
ball of zoomies.
Right, right. And then the fact that, and then another piece, and then we can move on, but another piece is the fact that how he can just move on from, if I were to throw him off, mm-hmm. that okay, that was in the past. Mm-hmm. That's something to learn from too.
Yeah, it is. But at the same time, that's a good way to end up in an abusive relationship.
Well, no. Oh my God. Okay, Jesus Christ, friend. I'm saying in like when you're going through your life and you fall down and you have, you know, struggles, yeah. You can just. Okay, that was.
Oh, I thought
done.
You meant like in a relationship, like someone does something crazy and you forget about it.
Oh, Jesus.
Because you're talking about your relationship with your dog. So that's what I thought you were talking about.
Well, okay, I get that. But it was, no, I wasn't going okay. romantic. I was just more so on just working on self.
Got it.
And, you know, being able to have the autonomy to just, okay, I can let that go.
Let it go and stop beating yourself up about it. Got
right,
it.
Right,
that just, makes more sense.
Yeah,
so. I was like, what?
Yeah. Jesus Christ. No. No, not.
I was concerned for a second. I was Jesus. Like, do we need to go off air real quick?
No. Everything's okay. I'm not blinking twice. You know what I'm saying? Things are okay over here.
Well, I feel like I would be remiss not to say that I love my cat too.
Oh, Keebler. I mean, we can't forget about Keebler, even though she's a little temperamental.
But that is not unconditional love. That is not unconditional. It is very conditional.
Yes.
It is conditioned upon when I feed her, when I give her treats,
yes.
when I pet her.
Yes. Because if she does not want to fuck with you, she
will not.
Yeah, and if you don't want to.
And if I were to throw her or do something crazy, she would not fuck with me for days.
Yes.
Even if I leave the house for
too long,
mm-hmm. she acts funny when I get home.
Right.
But
Keebler is the sweetest. Like, she is super sweet. Like, when she wants to be.
She's a sweet little baby when she wants to be. But when she doesn't.
And then she's such a pretty cat, little chubby little cat. And then like her little round face, mm-hmm. that round face is
that's how you know she's a girl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because what kind of dog? I mean, cat is she?
She's called a tuxedo cat because of her white belly and white feet, white chest.
But I mean, that's the type of cat she is.
I mean, that's like the markings are what tell you what kind of breed the cat is. So, like, you know, like the cat that's like brown and black, kind of like splotchy, that's a calico cat. Like, they just have like different names for different kinds of cat, but they're all domestic cats, like domestic short hair, I would say.
Okay.
Even though Keeper's kind of like a medium hair.
Medium hair.
Like, it's not long hair, like the big puffy cats, but it's not like short either. Mm. It's kind of in between.
Yeah. But she kind of does. I could see her when she was a baby being a big puffball, though.
She wasn't.
She wasn't?
Mm-mm, no, she was just sleek
smooth,
and just
little. Sleek. Oh. Mm-hmm. She looks like she should have been a little puffball.
She should have been. That was the cat I wanted, which sorry, Keebler, but I wanted this other cat named Callahan. And he was so cute. He was like a little orange furball, like long hair.
Aww.
And he was the cutest little kitten, but they make you get vetted before they'll let you adopt a cat from the shelter. So they had to like call my leasing office and stuff and make sure I could have a cat before they would like let me take it. And they also make sure that you haven't returned cats to like a humane society or to a shelter in the past. So I thought that was kind of cool.
Okay,
but anyway, the reason I said that is because somebody else was getting vetted at the time that I saw Callahan, and they got through the process first, so they got to take Callahan home.
So then I missed out on Callahan. Okay,
yeah.
Dang. Okay.
But Keebler was so sweet in the store. She was just chilling, like just purring. Like, she didn't make a fuss. She just let me hold her. And then as soon as I brought her home, pew! She took off, and I had leather furniture, those little baby claws.
Oh my God. Ooh. That was probably heaven. She fucked that shit up.
She fucked it up.
Damn.
Big time.
You definitely didn't think about that before you got that cat.
No, I definitely did not. Mm. But anyway, enough about our pets.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, what's going on in the world? What's happening?
There's a lot going on. I am going to skip that second one so we can just talk about it in the WPS.
Okay.
So Terrence Howard apparently thinks that if you are a descendant of slaves, you should not have to pay taxes. But that came back. I mean, I agree with him.
Yeah, because I'm definitely a descendant of some slave shit. Yes, definitely.
But it definitely came back to bite him in the ass because now he owes $900K in back taxes.
$900K?
Yes.
Nigga, what?
Yes. So how long have you not been paying taxes, sir?
Nigga, do you know if somebody told me that, I swear to God, my whole head of locks would turn gray.
I swear.
From the rooty to the tootie on there. What? So what, they just, the IRS was like, oh, we got that ass, and then we gonna find some taxes you owe?
I guess, I don't know.
Because that means you was not paying taxes for a long time. Mm-hmm. Well, it depends.
Yeah, like, I don't know how
it
much
it could have been
paying.
One good year, yeah. And you didn't pay taxes on that yeah. year, and then that's from that. Mm-hmm. So, ooh, shit. Ooh. But, yeah. I mean, I guess when you're a millionaire, 900K is 900K, I guess.
Yeah, that's a lot.
No
still.
Matter how you cut that.
I wonder
bitch.
If he's going to put it on a payment plan.
Yeah. Please, can we please get a payment plan? Oh, my Lord. That's wild. That's wild.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty wild. Mm-mm, what about this Meek Mill's car crash?
So, I guess it was like, I looked at the damn picture. That shit fucked up. Mm-hmm. He was talking about, I guess, the pedal moved over. Or something, it like
sounds
moved
like he was
over
on drugs
and it slipped off and then he crashed. But you know, like, is Diddy involved?
I mean,
because like, you know, Jaguar, you know, I'd be following Jaguar. I know she's a little off the rocker a little bit, but you know, this the industry can make you crazy. Yeah. I mean, look at Orlando Brown, like, yeah. You know, Raven
Simone.
You saw
Simone, that video
like,
about him saying that he fucked Cat Williams yeah. and all sorts of other people, like, what?
But
is
you
he
know
saying?
What? It's probably true because. I mean, from all this Diddy shit, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, so what do you think about the Diddy? Okay, so, like, what do you think about it?
I think that he's guilty.
I think he is, too.
And very I think much so. That there's going to be sort of a reckoning when it comes to him, honestly. I feel like more and more people are going to come out. I don't want to say it's going to be like R. Kelly level debauchery, but, like...
I think it's going to be worse.
You think so?
Yeah, because, like, think about, like... Diddy had way more money than R. Kelly.
Yeah, that's true.
His reach is way more
that's true.
Broad in the type of people and, yeah. and he's had money for a long time. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a rough season for Did.
For Did.
For Brother Love.
yeah.
Brother Love,
definitely.
Yeah.
And I hate how much I loved his last album. like...
Yo.
How are you going to put out the best album I've heard from you in years?
Right.
Only to be a complete perv.
I mean, it's just, people, like, I get your freak on. You know what yeah. I'm saying? Like, get your freak on. Do what you need to do. Get your rocks off. Like, you know, we all freaks. You mm-hmm. feel me? Like, you know, we all can take it there and push envelopes and shit like that. But when you, When you're taking it to where you're feeling entitled to somebody, you know what I'm saying, else, when you are feeling like that's your dick, that's your pussy, like, you know what I mean? Like, you can have whatever you want, even if they say no, or even if they feel uncomfortable, or you're just so used to getting your way, you don't even see or, right. like, how uncomfortable they are. You're just in such a narcissistic place. Like,
exactly.
And then how they talk about him, he sounds like a monster.
Mm-hmm.
Like a true, like all this, oh, I love him. It just seems like it's a farce.
It does. And I feel like, too, like when you're somebody that's in like that level of power, essentially, from having so much money, I feel like it's like the people that are like oversexed, like where you've had so much sex and done so much different stuff. Now wow. you need something like crazy to get your dick hard.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, right. I feel like it probably just escalated.
I think that is a big thing that I think a lot of men go through, where you're totally overly sexed and things you have to go down. We've talked about this before. Like, you have to go down the rabbit hole just to nut. That's crazy.
I don't ever want to get to that point.
No, like, I could just have a couple thoughts, bam, 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 and I'm there.
I swear.
You know what I mean? And we ain't got to get too crazy.
Mm-mm.
But I don't know. It's just really it's wild when you have money like that. Like, how you just don't give a fuck. You're just gonna do what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm. And you're like, I have the money to pay for whatever the repercussions are.
Right. Like, sign this NDA. Like, you know what I mean? It's airtight. So. I think that's crazy. I think that, I don't know. Like, and it's scary because then, like, how deep is it? Is it, like, people you work with, you're trying everyone who you're working with, anyone can get it, no one is safe. Like, is it that kind of situation? Do you have helpers that are helping you get the booty, get the ass?
I'm sure.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah. You got groomers, you got the whole, like, I know all of this is about to come out. Like, But then it's like, well, how much is gonna come out? Because I'm sure he has a crazy attorney team.
Oh, I'm sure.
That bananas. Is airlocking every fucking thing. And, but I think a lot of the, I think another thing too is a lot of maybe like the statute of limitation of a lot of the shit that he's done in the past is now can be talked about. Mm-hmm. And I think this is what, because everything that is being discussed that happened is some years ago, except for Lil Rod.
Lord.
Lil Rod and shit. But I mean, but some of the, a lot of the other instances are, you know, from back in the day. Mm-hmm. So I just think it's really interesting.
I agree.
It's fucked up.
It is fucked up. SA is always a fucked up situation.
And I've never been in a situation, thank God, where in where I felt like a man, like I'm working with someone, or like when I was like really heavy into music and things like that.
Like where someone felt entitled.
Yeah, to my pussy or something, and just felt like, or I never felt like any of the dudes that I hung with or, you know, that made me. I felt like, oh, this nigga might try me. I thank God I've never felt that way or anything like that. Like,
that's a blessing, girl.
Yeah.
So maybe I should date women, because I feel like that's why you haven't had these problems.
Well, I mean, well, women are very different than men.
They are.
You know, it's just there were most women. I'm not saying that there's not women predators out there, but it's more relevant in men.
And it's not like necessarily female to female if the woman is a predator.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, right,
because there's some cougars out here that are out here.
Somebody that
around.
I know relatively well lost her virginity at 12 to a woman who was in her 20s.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, what was you doing?
That's
but
disgusting.
You know, but 20s, like, or are they older? Like
who?
Like whoever this happened to?
Oh, they're our age.
Oh, they are. So when it was okay. So okay. Yeah. So yeah. But people who were, I don't know. I don't know.
20 used to be way more grown than it is now.
I feel like it's more grown now than it was then.
Do you think so? Well, I just mean grown in the sense of like
because
in your 20s, people were getting married and having kids at 20.
Right.
Back in the day.
But if they weren't getting married, they were living with mom until they did.
Yeah.
Because my aunt lived with my grandma until she was she married. And
see,
she was
and
like.
I had a different experience because like everybody that I knew moved out as soon as they graduated high school.
Mm.
I mean, some of them ended up getting married pretty quickly, too, but...
Yeah, most of everyone that... Well, and then we're talking about a different generation than us. But, yes, our generation, there's not a lot of my friends that are married.
No.
I know...
My friends from growing up are all married, but...
People who
stayed behind and never left,
people,
they all got married.
I don't want to say stay behind, but people that
I'm saying stay behind in that little town of 1,000 people in Iowa.
Well, yeah, that is a small town. I mean, I'm from a small town, too, but it's not... There's like 100,000, like, well, I think there's...
Mom, get off of here. You don't need to hear this.
Hey, Miss Robin. Is that Miss Robin?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Hey, Miss Robin. Hey, girl. Hey. Love that haircut, girl. She thinks she's too
still
cute
there
with that little head.
Mother.
She listening. She probably laughing. What else we got to talk about? Oh, so okay, the big back energy. We have to touch on that. So Charlamagne Tha God on The Breakfast Club, he was talking about like he didn't know what the girl looked like at the time. And then he was saying that her actions and all these red flags that she was missing, he said, that sounds like big back energy. I think that's a little fucked
that
up.
That is savage.
That is, but it just looks so bad because she is a bigger woman.
Yeah.
And she looks like she's pretty tall.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's just kind of like, it's kind of fucked up. But then like, why are big, so all big women are
look,
big back women
big
are,
women are confident, okay? Like, first of all, speaking as a not so small person,
right?
I don't put up with shit.
Right.
Nothing.
Exactly.
That would never have happened. Like, that is love bombing at its finest.
Right.
I'm not going to say never. When I was younger, I would have fallen for that, but not at this big grown age.
Right, yeah, and she's our age.
Yeah.
A little bit older than us. So, I just didn't like how he just put it to like big girls are going to settle for anything.
Right.
You know what I mean? I've never just settled for anything.
No.
Now I've dated people that may have not have been more attractive to whoever,
but there was something that you liked about them.
Right.
Yeah.
It wasn't like I was desperate to be with them or anything
right.
like that. It wasn't that kind of situation. So I just don't like, I mean, there are some, I mean, everything has happened in this world. Everything under the sun has happened. Mm-hmm. And there are, you know, bigger women out there that may have low self-esteem and may put up with some
But there's skinny women out there with
and that do the same thing. So I don't think it's like a big back energy thing. That was just like,
I think he was trying to be funny.
Yeah, he was trying to be funny, but you're being real fucking ignorant. And then it's at a black woman's dispense.
And just wait until he gets a little bit older and he gets a little heavier. Mm-hmm. And we talk about his big back.
Right. I mean, he's older now. He's in his 40s.
Yeah. But I mean, is that older? We're not that far off.
I mean, don't let's not. No, I'm putting space between us and 45. I'm sorry. I'm putting that fucking space.
Did you date a 45-year-old?
I mean, essentially, I have, like, in the age difference, I have, like, twice. Yeah.
That's crazy. I've never dealt
dated somebody 12 years my senior, and I think both, I think one was 9, one was 12, something like that.
The oldest I had was 7 years older. But I was young, so I feel like that was like a bigger. You were young too, though.
Yeah, I was young too. Yeah. So it wasn't like I was dating a 45-year-old woman. No. I haven't done that. And I don't think, I mean, unless she's just like, because I think when I'm 45, I'm going to be pretty much the same.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Still
Maybe
stylish.
A few more
still,
gray hairs.
Right, probably a lot more gray hair, but that's just what it is. I mean, you see my mom. My mom been full gray since like 40.
My mom dyes her hair, so I'm not really sure how many grays she has.
My mom dyes her hair, but she'll let it go, and you'll see every single gray hair that she got.
I can't wait for your locks to be like gray. Right. Like, that'll look so cool.
Yeah, I think it's already starting. Like, it's starting way up here. Like, it's terrible. But anyway, but you know, I've had gray hair since like 14.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So
I got my first a few years ago. I think when I, actually, I think when I turned 30, I ended up with a couple.
Now, Mike is with Salt and Pepper.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he would, because normally he used to, you know, he used to have the curly hair on the top. But when he took it down that one last time, I was like, boy, you Salt and Pepper. He said, yeah, you know. I miss him.
R.I.P.
Anyway, yeah, I miss that guy. I was thinking about him the other day. His birthday's this month. Pisces gang.
Gang,
315.
Okay.
He would have been,
it's
89.
Jay's birthday.
Jay.
It's his birthday this month.
Oh, okay. Happy birthday to the Pisces, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I actually like Pisces a lot. Like, they're not as emotional as Cancers, but, like, they're still in touch with their emotions.
Yeah. And Mike, you know, I of course, I'm partial to him because he's my brother, but he was such a good Pisces.
Yeah.
They're so sweet
and caring, and they really care about your feelings.
Yeah.
I like.
Yeah. Anytime I was around Mike, he always like, how I do you? Are you okay? Everything good? Like, he was like that too.
I like that.
Always felt safe with Mike. Like, he always
That's important.
Feel safe. Hell yeah. But yeah, so what else we got to talk
what
about?
What about, Dr. Phil has a new book out?
Yeah, so I thought it was interesting. He has a new book out, and it's pretty much the segue of what we're going to talk about today. But he has a new book out, and he's talking a lot about just how cell phones have totally changed. Technology has totally changed. Social media has totally changed us as people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think he was talking about when 2009 is when like the first smartphone really hit the scene. And how we were, you know, we could spend our days with our head in the clouds. And he says, now we're over here looking down with neck pain. You know what I mean? And I thought that was just very, very interesting because it have made a total shift in us in how we consume, you know, media, how we consume products, how we consume everything. And I also thought it was interesting when he was talking about how many times the average person checks the phone.
Yeah.
It's like 350 times a day.
Yeah, I believe
And it. I can kind of believe that. I low-key want to tick. If I can just have the wherewithal and, like, make this thing, like, tick out, okay, I check my phone and see how many times I actually do it that I can actually remember.
Does screen time tell you?
It tells you how many hours.
Oh, but it doesn't tell you how many times
Like, you picked it up and looked at it. I'm sure there's probably an app or somebody.
I'm sure.
I just thought it was really, really interesting how culturally we have changed because of a device.
Mm-hmm. And just because of the internet being readily accessible to everyone.
Right.
Like, even, like, where I grew up, like, there were some people that were so rural that they couldn't get internet.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So, like, what? And even us, we had dial-up. We didn't have, like...
I remember when we didn't have internet.
Yeah.
And I grew up, you know, with no damn money. So, it was, like, we didn't have internet for a long time. And then I remember we got a Gateway. This is how long, you know. This is back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if y'all remember. Gateway computers. That was like the computer. You know, everybody had a Gateway. Like, it was a thing. And I remember my mom got a Gateway computer. And then that was like the first time we got dial-up internet. And that bitch used to take like 10 minutes to get up online. With screaming.
That obnoxious
well,
noise.
You go down, make you a sandwich. You just hear that shit trying to connect in the background. But...
And then my little fast ass. Remember, like, AOL Instant Messenger? Girl, I was on Yahoo Messenger.
That's how I met my first girlfriend, was on Yahoo Chat.
I was just chatting up a storm.
Girl. And then you know what my fucking username was?
What?
Sexy Little Rican.
What?
Yes, girl. I found out at that point in time in my life. I want to say that my grandmother's great grandfather that was like super black and he had blue eyes, the one that I say that I get my eyes from or like wherever it falls, but he was Puerto Rican and black.
Okay.
So I think I heard that and then like, oh, I got a little Rican in me. I'm black and Rican. And that was my name. And then it was so funny because Miranda was like, is your dad Puerto Rican or something like that? I was like, no, it's like up there. So you're pretty much black. Yeah. It's a little misleading, Mickey. I'm still cute. Shit.
My username was Silly Bum Bizzle.
Silly Bum, oh my God, for Shizzle My Nizzle. Jesus Christ. What? Say it again.
Silly Bum Bizzle.
Oh, yo, Silly Bum Bizzle. I don't know who I Holla at your girl.
Hey,
Silly
at least
Bum
I wasn't
Bizzle.
Claiming other races. I mean,
nigga, I don't know why I thought that Sexy Little Rican. I remember that.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Like, I think it was Sexy Little Rican 86 or some shit like that. Oh my gosh. Hell yeah.
I love it.
Girl, that was some sick shit. The chat rooms was some sick shit.
They were.
That's how I really
And you remember people getting roasted
sex.
In them? Like, did you ever go on Black Planet? And
yeah.
people would
oh,
be like
girl,
trolling
Planet.
In
yes,
the chat.
Yes.
You know how I felt like I was in heaven on Black Planet in Iowa?
I know you've seen all the black
I was
people.
Like, oh,
yo, I remember
I
like it was like the thing to have the newest song on your wall and then getting the codes. Remember it was like to get the code? And you get the
like
the
MySpace,
link and you
low
put,
key.
Oh my God! Yes, it was pretty much it was like the evolution from Black Planet, MySpace to Facebook of what we know now. It was pretty much the Instagram and Facebook of that era.
Yeah,
like that's crazy. How I found out about like being gay. Like I would find like little. Like pages where there were like studs on there, and I was very fascinated. I said, "Damn, y'all mama letting you do this?"
I just remember chatting with random dudes and like talking about like sex and stuff, but like I had never had sex, but I was talking about it.
Yeah, like, you know what's going on.
Yeah, Lord,
child,
those were the days.
Yeah, them chat rooms. Remember the phone chat joints?
Yo,
there was like lines that you can like call. And you like, it's like party line. They call it like a party line or something. And like, I forget how it worked. It was like you call in and then like you just chat with people and then like you're leaving. It's almost like you're leaving like little voicemails with everyone. Or something. Like, I can't remember how that shit worked. But it was like, I remember you used to call it like the party line or the chat, some shit. But you actually called on your phone for it. Yeah, it was some shit that we was doing. I forget. Y'all tell. Ain't nobody watching me on Facebook. That's crazy. But that was some sick shit back in the day. That was definitely some sick. Damn, we old. Chat lines.
Look, you older than me apparently, because I don't know what you're talking about.
It was some ghetto shit. That the party lines. It was something like you was calling on the phone type shit.
That's interesting.
It is crazy. Sure. Anywho, but yeah, so like. So what do you think about the big...
Can I say something about the last trending topic?
First? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. My bad. I'm sorry.
So Aaron Bushnell, he is the Air Force person who set himself on fire in front of the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C., yelled Free Palestine while he was lighting himself on fire and recording himself, and he died. Yes. So he said he will not participate in the genocide any longer, and he killed himself.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
And he's, like, an active duty, like, he's in the Air Force.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, like, you can only imagine how bad things have really gotten over there for someone to take their own life in such a dramatic way.
He was an American?
Yes, an American that is in the Air Force.
Yeah.
And he is tired of taking part in this Israeli-Palestine shit. So he went to the Israeli embassy and set himself on fire and said, free Palestine. I'm not participating in this genocide any longer. Set himself on fire and died. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Prayers for that brother's family. Jesus. Mm-hmm. That is, I did not hear about mm-hmm. that. That's why I don't, sometimes I have to stay unconnected because, like, how you report, like, you know, you tell every day, did you hear what happened in Charlotte? No, bitch, I did not hear anything that's going on. I don't want to be sad today. I need to get through work. Like, yeah, but I have to, but that is absolutely crazy. That is so sad.
It is.
Like, he was seriously going through, he was just enough is enough. Mm-hmm. He was ready. He was ready to go.
Yeah. Sad.
Jeez.
Very
I hate
sad.
That. So you know it's bad out there.
Mm-hmm. I can't even imagine.
I bet you them stories are going to start really popping
out. I bet so, too. And for whatever reason, I guess they had, like, a memorial for him. And for whatever reason, they burned, like, some military uniforms. Mm. I don't know if it's some sort of protest or what, but it was,
yeah, it has to be some sort of protest because that's, like, the disrespect. That's like burning a flag.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. So sad.
I'm so, ooh, prayers and healing energy to that man's family.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Anyway, on that sad note, let's move on to our main topic.
So, yes. So, cell phone culture. It has changed the way we think.
Mm-hmm.
It's changed the way we have lived.
The way we interact with each other.
The way we are, how we interact with each other. It is literally... it's yin and yang. It's the positive and the negative.
Mm-hmm.
It can build you up or tear you down.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got social media added in there. And it's just like, you know, I do remember before all of this, but it's starting to get hard to believe, like, life before social media and these pressures and all of this. Like, I've definitely normalized it, you know, and it hasn't even been out as long as, like, us being the age that we are. Like,
right.
This is a rather still new phenomenon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that, I just know that there's so many good uses for our devices and things. It's really going to take us as humans as working on ourselves to be able, because it can be a tool. It is
mm-hmm.
a tool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're using it right now to talk. So it's really, like I said, it's the devil, it's an angel, it's everything.
I'm just thankful that I didn't grow up with those pressures from social media or, like, seeing people's perfect lives online when, like, in real life it's not perfect.
It's not perfect at all.
Like,
yeah.
I'm just thankful that we grew up in a time where you just would go outside and play with your friends instead of being on the internet.
I know, like, living in Colorado and then the whole perception of white people living these perfect little lives because they have money.
Mm-hmm.
I know that because of my friends, some of my friends and just their people that they know and the stories that they used to say would tell some wild ass stories. And I think that was it's interesting how, dang, I forgot where I was going with that shit.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah. I have no idea where I was going with that. Oh, like, okay, like, you know, their perfect little lives. That's where I was
mm-hmm.
going. And I guess I found out that when I was able to look behind the curtains was when I was younger and being friends with some of those white people
mm-hmm.
and seeing that they got some fucked up shit going
oh, yeah.
on too. Like, you know what I mean? It may be easier to get through 'cause you're not worrying about
mm-hmm.
bills. It's
mm-hmm.
literally other things that are,
you
know, transpiring. It may not be financially,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Based, but,
I think that is a common misconception that, like, white people just have, like, these perfect lives,
mm-hmm.
but trust me.
Yeah, yeah. And then I think social media definitely can put a very big magnifying glass on that,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I think it does open, you know, a black person's eyes or someone of color's eyes of, like, we're not they're not all perfect and
yeah,
and
they
just
have
living a good,
different struggles than what we have. Like, we have their struggles, but we also have other struggles.
Other struggles,
and
too.
That they'll never understand.
Right,
so
right.
They still have it pretty easy in my eyes.
They do, 100%. I wasn't giving them out. I wasn't bailing them out of jail. No, they ain't get no bail.
I know, that's right.
They ain't get no bail. But yeah, that definitely, as far as... Damn, my computer, I'm over here. I can't type and talk.
Oh.
But I was unlocking my computer. But how do you feel about, like, children and then them growing up in it, like, how do you, what do you think would, like, limit, like, should we be limiting? Of course, we need to limit their, you know, social media use and things like that. But it's so hard to do that with the kids, especially when they're all their counterparts, all their friends are just, you know, their moms, get out of my face. Mm-hmm. Here's the iPad. Get out of my face. Here's a cell phone. Mm-hmm. So I can go ahead and be grown and do whatever you're doing. You know what I mean? I just, it almost makes me be like, do I want a child?
Yeah. I feel like it'd be really hard to raise a kid in this day and age. And it's like they come out so smart already and they start walking sooner and talking sooner and they're having whole conversations with you. Like
a piece, any really device, you have the fingertips is at your, you know, the world is at your fingertips. You know what I mean? So it's just, it's really, really like you have to really instill like a good foundation with your child and what is reality and what is fake. Because even me, I can just scrolling and doing what I think. I have to remember, like, half of this shit is just their highlight reel. They probably had a terrible day, or, you know, they don't even own the clothes that they have. Mm-hmm. They just took a picture of it and carefully put it back in the box and took the shit back. Like, people are still doing those things, but you'll never know it because that's not what they're going to show you.
Right, that's not what they're posting.
You know what I mean? And I think I seen on TikTok, like, someone that was showing, like, how fake everything is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I've seen a couple of those videos, and I'm like, that's, I appreciate those videos. Like,
yeah.
Thank you for showing me the real.
Right. Especially when the ones that I've seen do it are white girls.
Me too.
Yeah. It was like seeing, I hate to say this, like, with them without the filter, because you know, it's just.
Like Alex Earle. My God.
I don't even know who that is.
Oh, she's like one of the biggest white influencers in like the makeup, get ready with me area.
In real life, she is terrible in the face.
Like, so she used to post with a filter on all the time. And just recently, she started posting without. And she has like really bad acne, but nobody ever knew.
Oh,
so now
wow.
She's talking about like her acne struggle and stuff like that on TikTok,
now,
of course.
Now. Oh,
but
cry
yeah,
with
like
me
she
now.
Literally presented like a completely false version of herself for years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. And I try not to go too heavy, you know, on filters and shit like that.
Yeah.
I mean, when I
love me a good filter.
Yeah, I mean, I like a good filter. And, you know, calls for a good, you know, picture sometimes.
You're gonna slim this face down. Okay.
And, but I still feel firm about that. I kind of look pretty much the same.
Yeah,
you know
it's just
mean?
Like a just slightly enhanced version of yourself.
Right.
Whenever
right.
I go on TikTok and I record, I use the light foundation one. It just makes your skin look
just
perfect.
A little, yeah. Just
but other
a little
than that,
sauce on it.
Yeah.
Because I have being so light, like anytime I get a bump, it's gonna leave a scar. You know.
That's
what I mean?
Why I love that Paula's Choice stuff, because I used to have that problem. Like I used to have like dark spots all over like my chin and stuff, and that Paula's Choice changed everything for me. Like I don't get dark marks after I get pimples anymore.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Maybe and if I do get pimples, it'll just be like little tiny like whiteheads.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really get like a pimple. You know what I mean?
I sometimes, especially like around my period.
Oh yeah, see, I don't get one of those.
I still get those. So when I am on that, I will definitely get like a breakout.
Okay. Yeah, I used to break out around my period too.
Like one or two bumps, I'll be like, "What the fuck?" But it's on my period, so I'm kind of.
Why
to
don't
it.
You get an IUD?
I just don't want.
Isn't
nothing
it really too personal for the pod?
No, I just don't. I just don't want nothing in my, inside of my body.
It's so freeing not to have a period. Like,
yeah,
seriously.
But I never did birth control. I never did any of that.
Yeah.
So I just don't want anything in my body.
I feel you.
You know,
meanwhile,
like
I'm
that.
Like, give me everything.
I know to get rid of it. But I mean, the one thing that I am like, since you know the weight loss and everything, like I don't have really like super heavy, you know, periods.
That's
and
good.
Like it's, I feel okay. Like if it's there, it's there. But it's not as like when I was going through all that depression with my past and going through all that, and where it was just like crazy.
Yeah, and you know how bad mine was before.
Yeah,
that little quick little surgery and got the IUD too.
Right. So, I mean, it's manageable. I'm cool with it, and hopefully, as I lose more, and because I'm definitely about to get in the gym. Enough is enough. I just need to go ahead and just lift a little weights, run on a little treadmill, and just do that twice a week, and then I walk every day.
Yeah.
So I think just a few little added things. I've already taken away the alcohol, the Red Bull, the goddamn
donuts
and them goddamn muffins. I was when I was in the gas station, there was a blueberry muffin in there. I was like, bitch, just walk away. But I did
think
about
it.
I definitely thought about it. I almost went and I was like, no, bitch, just get a granola bar. Because that's what I have been eating granola and yogurt in the morning.
That's good. Yeah, like so Greek yogurt or regular yogurt?
No, just yogurt. I can't I don't get like to, Greek. I can't get with
it has
Greek.
Like the, don't judge me because I had tried Elmer's glue when I was a kid, but it has the consistency of Elmer's glue. Like, and that little thick. Aftertaste is like a little dry, kind of like you drank red wine. Like, yeah. I can't get with it.
I just like regular old, probably not the best yogurt, but we're lightening it up from a donut.
Right.
And a muffin.
Right.
So that's the best we can do.
That's good.
But yeah, so well, you know, we'll see. We'll see. So are we done with So yeah, hell yeah. We about to we need to start doing
2 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We really need to.
We do. Yeah. But I mean, I'm trying to think if I have anything else to say about it. I mean, honestly, we just live in a day and age where everybody is connected to the whole world at all times. Mm-hmm. And it makes for some very precocious children, which can be obnoxious, but also can be very cute and adorable.
Right.
But it's funny. I was talking to somebody the other day, and they were saying that so many people call their phone for their daughter that they just got their daughter a phone, and she's like 3 or 4. Like, I was like, that is crazy. But she was like, I'm sick of people calling my phone to talk to her, and they don't even want to talk to me.
Okay, no.
I was like, I feel that. I
feel that, but no. Here's my phone to call. You need to call, little girl. No, I'm not getting no.
They said you'd be having whole, like, hour-long conversations with people on the phone. Like, what? What are you talking about?
No, that's crazy.
That's so cute.
Yeah, that is kind of cute. Like, you grown.
Right?
No, get the fuck off the phone. No, get your ass up off the phone.
But I think it's a good thing, but I think AI is going to ruin everything.
This AI thing, it's amazing and scary at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can really use it in a way to benefit your life.
Yeah.
And to benefit your business.
Yep.
And your brand and to mm-hmm. figure out how to say things in the best way. And y'all, I mean, there's so many things that you can ask an AI program to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, write a code.
Write a resume.
Create a tattoo. That's
help
customized.
Help me send an email that doesn't sound bitchy.
Right. Like, as you did.
Outside of my purview.
Out of my purview. And I think it falls within yours. I love that purview
me
shit.
Me too.
But yeah, I think it is definitely shaping our lives. But like we said last part, are we AIs? Are we little avatars?
Last pod, we didn't even post those, so they didn't even know
we lost.
We
oh,
about.
Yeah, yeah, that is true. Yeah, that is true. But, I mean, people that are watching us live.
Oh, yes. It was on the live. Yes, it was. On the live. It just was not released on Apple Podcasts. I'm sorry. Yeah, okay, yeah, I don't know what happened.
I don't know what happened either.
This one better stick, because I like this one.
Yeah, that is a nice little roadcaster there. That is cute. But yeah, and then also I think that social media can cause a lot of depression,
mm-hmm.
and it can, and I think it causes kids to not make friends.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You might be making like these follower friends, but that's
right,
not,
but not in
friends
real
in real
yeah.
life. Like, you're not going to experience a friend
right.
unless it's happening in real life.
I was watching 90 Day Fiancé, I believe mm-hmm. is what I was watching. And one of the couples, the dude likes to game and stuff all the time.
Mm.
And he had like this one friend that he'd met on the game, but he'd never met him in real life. And his fiancé made him meet him in real life.
Right.
And they were like, oh, weird. We
Hold
have a
on, Nicole, are you off of mute?
Yes, I am. I'm on
okay.
number one.
Okay.
Jesus, oh, why did bad. You?
I don't know
you
why.
You wouldn't be able
I
to
just,
hear me in the headphones
okay,
if I was on
true,
mute.
That is
what
true.
Is
oh, shit,
about?
Girl.
Dude,
I don't know. Damn.
I was like, please tell me
that
no.
was a high moment. My bad. I was looking at the wrong shit over there. Shit. I was about to say, not you on mute this whole goddamn
no.
time. Why does this have to happen again?
That'd be terrible.
Oh, shit.
Well, should we talk about some white people shit?
Yes, yes.
So,
let's talk about this white people shit. Go ahead and talk about
it. I don't know if you guys have heard about this Tarte brand trip that a whole bunch of the Get Ready With Me girlies and makeup girlies from TikTok went on. But it was apparently a pretty big trip, and a lot of girls went. And one girl in particular got kicked off the trip after arrival.
And what did she do?
Of course, I had to check out what the hell she did. She made a video. Apparently, so her words, she's used to swimming in the Pacific Ocean, which is deep and dark. And she said that when she's in the ocean, if she has to pee or poo, she just does it. Well, apparently in Bora Bora, she suddenly had to go number two. And she did it in the ocean, but the ocean is clear And everybody saw it. So just when her I little turd floating to the ground.
And she was like, you know, they were so mean to me. And
I've never experienced mean girls like this in my life.
And I mean, people that know me know that, she did something funny and gross. And did bitch, I would have
lost my shit.
I'm in the water with you, bitch. So if you shit, you definitely pissed.
Ugh. And I mean, you're close enough for me to see your poo.
I don't even understand.
At least go out into the water somewhere.
Go out into the water, bitch. Get away from me. That means that I'm possibly some of your piss shit is in on my hair.
Literally.
Bitch, what?
I would lose my mind. I could not even believe that she made a video about it like it was funny. Like
she was like, oh, and it's just a bit. You nasty bitch. Ooh, I just bit my tongue. You nasty bitch.
And then like. You didn't wipe, so like you just out there with swamp beauty.
She probably used her hand and
oh my god, that's disgusting.
That is absolutely disgusting.
Yikes!
You deserve to get your ass kicked up off of there.
I
would have had a.
And
fucking
she said
fit.
She had to pay for her own way home
too
from
bad.
Bora Bora. That is
too
crazy.
Fucking bad.
That
call
is
daddy.
Crazy.
Call
this
fucking
conduct
daddy.
Unbecoming.
That is some sick ass shit. When you sent me that shot, I texted back to you. I said that is. Some white people shit.
Literally. And it's like, I understand peeing in the ocean low key, but like pooping? I'm not pooping anywhere but a toilet. I'm sorry.
Even if I wanted to pee, I would have went so
far away
from
everybody else.
And then would have went like a three, like, and went a, like, no.
Yeah, I wouldn't have done it right there where someone could see.
Not where your doo-doo
and
is
like,
floating
was
near
she,
me.
There was no strain or nothing. She was just standing there
she
and
just
it just slid
boop,
out.
Boop, boop. And how could you be doing this?
Right, and pooping.
And pooping.
Lord, disgusting.
That is absolutely disgusting. And you had the fucking nerve to be like, oh, girl, if you don't shut your white ass up.
I swear to God.
That dumbass bitch. She is dumb.
No, she is really dumb.
That is a dumb bitch. And they were mad. Bitch, you just shitted. In the same vicinity of me swimming.
Yeah.
Where I possibly some seawater's in my mouth or water.
And then it just makes me think about how many other people are ever doing this.
And then she's talking about it like, this is what everybody do. I'm like, first off, when I'm in any kind of a lot of water, the feeling of having a shit is not there.
That has never happened to me, ever.
I can understand the peeing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, especially if it's like warm water and you haven't been drinking and
Yeah,
but go away from people or do something else.
But
or
pooping?
Pooping, bitch.
Nasty.
You's a nasty hoe. Your house must be disgusting.
Honestly.
Because that's the first, when people do nasty shit like that, the first thing I think about is what does your fucking house look like? Ooh, she just pissed me off. That is some white people shit for you.
Who's rude this week?
What did I put on there? Oh, so you know my little one-two, my little spot that I take care of. I do a little PCA work. And it's personal care assistant. And you know, I work with nurses and things like that, and it's at a really nice facility. And so this, you know, nurse in there, she was, mind you, I don't assist with like getting it up and down like that. You have to be certified. You have to do all that.
Mm-hmm.
She came in there asking me, are you going to change him? I said, no, I can't change him.
What is she talking about?
And then she was like, oh. And she was African.
Mm.
And then she was like, when she came in there, she was like, where's the thing to lift him up? And I said, it's right here. And she was like, wanted me to hand it to her because she's on the
like
other
what?
Side of the bed. And I'm sitting, I'm talking to Mildred. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not even really supposed to be PCA for her, but she comes in there with her husband. So I'm there with her, and you know, and you're asking me to walk your ass over and do
it
yourself.
It. Like,
so she was
doing
little shit like that, and like doing this like she's a baby type shit. So the other two nurses came in there that moved them around. They were like talking about her, and I was like, "Are you talking about the lady that was giving him the medicine?" And they was like, "Yes, girl, her African ass."
Damn.
And but she would, so she told them that she ain't doing nothing today other than giving medicine that they can handle it. Y'all young, because she's old. Y'all young, y'all can do everything. Oh,
so she's just rude.
Oh,
for real.
My God. When I said that lady, them two other nurses, because everybody black, them two nurses in there was talking shit about that lady. I said, So, yeah, that little African little nurse, she was rude. Mm. She was rude.
Very rude.
Very rude. Regia, if you don't get your ass away from me, I'm going to end your ass right around this goddamn bed.
Honestly.
Shit. Bothering me and Mildred doing our puzzle. But yeah, that was the white people shit I had. I mean, who's rude? What else you got?
What should we watch and listen to this week?
So, visually, I don't like what Cardi B got going on with the fucking eyebrows. I mean, I was down with the hair. The other parts of the makeup was good, but them fucking Doja Cat eyebrows.
Well, are they like cholo eyebrows?
Like they're like thin. Yeah, the thin okay. little line. Girl. And then, like,
is cholo a bad word?
I don't know. I have no idea. You may want to be careful. You don't mean nothing about that if that means something.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. But I just know lean like a cholo.
Okay, Jesus Christ. Y'all forgive my friend. I don't know if it's bad or not. I'm just apologizing ahead of time here. But yeah, so, and then they highlight it. It's like they put, like, it almost looks white. So, and then you put that line on there and it's just given Mexican, like,
Selena.
Yeah, but worse, like almost clown.
Ooh, no yeah. bueno.
And she, it, without the eyebrows, it looks good. Because I even went on her page to see if she's like in public, like rocking, and yeah. she is. And but on her page, it was more of a, when I seen it, it wasn't so Doja and I'm Cancer, like, because when I see no eyebrows and you just draw the line.
Mm-hmm.
Like you just shaved it and then do,
mm-hmm.
yeah. I don't know. And then you can see where your eyebrow is supposed to be. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
Like, I just don't like that. But anyway, the song though.
The song is bop.
Yes, it's mm-hmm. a bop. You know, I'm a Missy Elliott fan,
mm-hmm.
so you know she's a bitch. But yeah, like I love it. It's called what is it? What's next? Or like what? Like what?
Mm-hmm.
I did like that. Glorilla. I definitely like that.
I haven't heard it yet.
Yeah, Glow. Yeah, Glow. That
I haven't heard it yet.
I'm listening to it in the car. Yeah. But I like that. What else I got on here?
BMF is back.
Oh, yes.
Did you watch the first
yes,
episode?
Yes, I did watch it. It is very good. So we're not gonna, you know, spoil. We ain't gonna
I'm ready
do
for The Shy and for Snowfall.
Yeah, no, Snowfall's not.
Snowfall's
coming
over.
Back. Yeah, that's done.
Oh damn.
Yeah, Snowfall is that was the last.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Now I feel sad.
Okay, you late. I was sad over the summer, but yeah, that's over.
Oh
that's
damn.
Done.
Well, mm-hmm. I'm ready for The Shy then.
Well, people are mad because of how it ended. They didn't like how they. Let Saint, what's his name? Saint Leroy, what is his name? I forget his name.
I don't remember.
But how they left him and like he's in that fucked up, like,
yeah.
Just like literally fucked in
yeah.
life. They didn't like how they left him.
Man,
left
yeah,
him
I
like
was ready
that.
For a comeback.
Me too, but yeah, it's not there.
Damn,
it's done.
Damn.
They had what, 6 seasons?
Something like that.
I think 6 or 7. They had a good run. I wonder why they stopped it. Maybe they just felt like it was beating a dead horse, kind of.
Yeah.
Like there's so much drugs that can be sold at that point.
Yeah.
And terribleness.
Yeah.
And bad things happening and losing pretty much everything. I don't think. It would be nice to see like a comeback story, but
yeah.
like maybe in a legal way.
Yeah.
And somehow
yeah.
do it.
Maybe they'll do a spinoff.
Maybe. But well, I know they were talking about doing a spinoff for, remember his best friend,
mm-hmm.
the dude that went to Africa,
mm-hmm.
and his wife, she was supposed to have a spinoff show.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So. Well, last but not least.
What?
We got mail.
Yes, we got mail.
So
we got mail.
Do you want me to read it or do you want me to read it?
No, go ahead, read it.
Okay, so, hey, cuz. Talking to me.
Talking to Nicole.
Thank you, cousin, for writing in. Appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to write into the pod and let you know I love listening to the two of you. I'm the cousin that Nick basically shares a birthday with, and for the record, I don't like chocolate cake either. I'm more of a yellow or white cake gal. I feel you. And I am
do
a
like
Lynn.
Yellow cake.
And my sister is a Ray. So Ray is my grandma's middle name. Lynn is my middle name, my mom's middle name.
Okay.
So we are Lynns and Rays.
Okay. My aunt is a Marvelyn, you know.
Okay. Mm. A Marvelyn. That sounds nice together.
Mm-hmm.
She said, anyway, I've listened to every episode and I always wait for the new one to come out. Keep doing you. Love you, Paige Lynn. Thank you so much.
Shout out to Paige Lynn.
And Paige is amazing. She has a dog rescue, aww, and she is just doing so good in life right now. So.
Well, she already is my best friend. That's, yes, like that takes like, a sweet, different. Yeah, yeah. You know, when you that takes a different kind of human to.
I think she has
do
puppies
that
right now. Ooh, do you know how hard it would be for me to give them up?
I know. No, they're probably like, no, so damn cute.
No.
But yeah, shout out to Paige Lynn. Thank you for listening. Yeah, we really appreciate it. And sorry it was a little late. we you know, since nobody wants to write in like that, we didn't check. But
and
I
we
did
haven't
check
recorded
it and
really
did
in a while either. Yeah. I mean, really, we should say welcome back again on this
right
pod.
We're pretty, yeah, yeah. Because it's been a pretty second. Much, yeah, it's been a second. So welcome back. Welcome black. Yes. A little late, but that's what it is. But thank you for writing in. That was yes beautiful. That was yes great. It makes us feel good.
It really does.
It makes us feel like, you know, like we're just not talking to the airwaves out there. Mm-hmm. So we appreciate every one of our listeners. And, you know, because I get messages all the time. Why y'all ain't drop a thing? So mm-hmm it makes me feel good. Okay, someone's looking for, we need to
it
get
it always throws
right
me
on
off, too, when somebody knows my personal business. And they're like, right, oh, yeah, I listened to the pod. And I'm like,
oh yeah.
I did say that.
Some
oh
personal stuff from time to time.
Yikes. Mm-hmm. Yikes.
And then we got that Therapod. It is coming.
Yes, yes.
We just got to get the okay on it, and yes, we will be posting that shortly.
Yes, we will.
So, yeah, I just got the editing done on that, so that's great.
Awesome. Well, if you have a question, a topic, or you want our advice, you can write to us as well at yesweareblack@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram at miss.scorpio.nicole.
And you can follow me on everything on Who is the Mick with 2 K's.
And you can follow the pod at Yes We're Black Podcast. Thanks, everybody. Talk to you later.
Bye, motherfuckers.
Bye.